Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Paradise, a Garden in a City. A preacher once told me, when you're trying to show how crooked a stick is, just find a straight stick and lay it beside the crooked one. I haven't followed that wise advice on this North Korea site. I've often contradicted Kim Jong-il, for example, who claims that his version of Korea is a paradise. Communist propaganda has shared that imagery often through its history, the workers' paradise. Have you ever chuckled when you realize that these founders of atheistic states use biblical imagery to describe their strange concoctions? Today I lay before you and Mr. Kim and the workers of the world the straight stick, the real thing, the Bible's description of paradise. Those who are averse to biblical literalism will have trouble with this, but I believe in a literal God who sent a literal Savior into a literal world to save literal mankind from its literal sins. A literal reward is in store for them, totally out of this world. The presence of the tree of life in the middle of the garden called Eden in Genesis 2:9 ties Eden to the place that John calls paradise. In the Hebrew, that's pardase, forest or orchard. And that's mentioned in Revelation 2:7, where the tree surfaces again. So anything that can be said of Eden can be said of paradise. Not only that, but the descending city of God, called the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21 and 22, likewise contains that tree. That's three names for the same incredible capital of the New World. The Bible actually speaks much of this place, enough to make us desire it with all our heart, if we're His. The original man and woman were placed in a simple garden, but they encouraged an unwelcome guest there and defiled the entire place. God could not allow them to partake of eternal life in their sinful condition, and they were cast out. Paradise was then hidden from man's view by angel guards, who to this day do not allow any unauthorized persons to enter. Can a garden be uprooted and taken into the sky? Or was this place somehow disconnected from the mainland to begin with? That seems to be the greatest mystery, one which we will thoroughly understand when we need to. Meanwhile, Jesus says that in His Father's house are many dwelling places, that's in John 14, and that He has gone to prepare a place for us. We assume He's been building this city, house by house, over the years, until now it's a luscious place that combines the finest architectural styles of heavenly beings with the natural wonders of the original park. Park, the oriental meaning of paradise. Did Jesus really believe in a place called paradise? Oh, yes. He wouldn't have lied in His dying breath, or any breath. He promised His cross fellow that on that very day, after the pain, after the shame, they'd be together in paradise. That's in Luke 23:43. Other famous house guests include the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 12:4, who became a believer in a literal paradise one day when he was suddenly whisked up to the place himself. His fleshly pride would not have been able to bear the talking about such splendors that he saw if he hadn't been given, from then on, a grievous thorn of reminder. That's in 12:7. Oh, it's real, and it's coming, just as we've always heard. Jesus promised it to all, just as He promised it to the thief in Revelation 2:7, to him who overcomes. I'll give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Pray for North Korean believers today. Pray that they will overcome the satanic torment that follows them into concentration camps and hunger and loss. Pray for Western Christians, too, that they will overcome riches and comfort and lukewarmness. For the city with the garden is only for overcomers. Thank you for listening. Visit us at chosenhouse.com, chosunhouse.com, for more information about North Korea and other things. Be sure to check the sermon audio site that you're on for Bible teachings by this same teacher, Bob Faulkner. Ezine Articles, E-Z-I-N-E-A-R-T-I-C-L-E-S, ezinearticles.com also hosts North Korean and Bible articles, as well as helium.com. North Korea needs Jesus and His Word. That's our message. Let's pray that God will have His way in Chosun. God bless you.